Welcome back to the Espresso Boys podcast, the podcast about nothing where we talk about everything. I'm your cute boy, Espresso Boy, Caleb Tegler, and today I am not joined by the one and only bad boy, Espresso Boy, Brandon Thomas Dahl-Holly. He is no longer with us. He's in a better place, Seattle, Washington. He is there for work. He's doing, I think he's at a coffee convention thing. I don't know exactly what it is.
Something.
But please don't talk yet.
Sorry.
I haven't introduced
Sorry.
You.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Today, my first time.
Please don't talk. Today I have not just one, but two somewhat special guests. First off, we have the one and only Braden White.
Hello.
Hello. And Braden, who do we have with us today?
We have...
Wait, so is Braden the co-host and I'm
yeah,
just...
Yeah, Braden's
I'm
the co-host. Here. Please don't talk. We haven't introduced you yet, Kaden. Okay, go ahead and introduce
just spoiled.
Him. We have the one and only Brown Keel Kaden.
Hello.
Kaden Keel Brown.
It's great to be here. It's a pleasure. I've...
What I thought would be fun to start us off is, you know, I'm the cute boy. Brandon's the bad boy. What are you guys? Oh, Dylan Baker's the, what is it? He's the paper boy. That's what he wants.
We have to come up with our
yeah,
own.
Yeah, so what are you guys?
You don't, can you grant me one?
I'll be the water boy.
You want to be the water boy?
Black water. No, Brandon's drinking black water. Premium alkaline water. From he doesn't have very much left, but.
So we have,
man,
that was a good one, Braden. Water
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, you were on it too.
You got.
I didn't really get time to think about it.
You want to be the Zaw boy? You're the pizza boy.
No, I don't want to do that.
The delivery.
I'll think about
boy.
It. I'll tell you. I'll let you guys know by the end.
Okay, we'll check back in with that. But we have three topics this week.
That's a lot.
My topic.
It's a reasonable amount.
My topic is. Braden and Caden, we're going to talk about you guys, who you are. We're going to dig deep into your deepest, darkest secrets.
See what you can get.
You're gonna
from me.
I'm a vault, baby. So, what's your topic, Braden?
I'm going to be talking about what the best concert we've ever been to has been.
Caden?
No, I'm staying on the music train with Braden White. We're talking to talk about the king of pop. 1980s, 90s, 2000s, legend Michael Joseph Jackson.
First up, we have business. We do that right at the beginning. Brandon says it's like a mullet. Business in the front, party in the back.
That's cool.
So like always...
I like that. Did he think of that?
I don't know. I think it was on an episode of Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Oh, okay.
But I think Muriel said it.
I think Sweet Life on deck.
Gibby said it on Sweet Life.
Gibby?
We have our Patreon. Go ahead and donate there,
it's
please.
It's Gabriel. Can you have some respect?
His full name is Gabriel. Go ahead and donate to our Patreon, not only because we want your money, but we need your money.
We're getting a cut this week, right?
Yeah, you. Your checks are in the
hey,
mail.
Hey, Caleb, you look really buff today.
Dude, thanks, dude. Oh, my gosh, dude. Thanks.
Caleb told me he'd pay me if I said yeah. that.
Braden, did you say I look buff, too?
Braden, didn't you think Caleb looked really buff?
Wink.
No.
Wink.
Well, you're not getting paid, so. Check us out on our Instagram and our Twitter at TheExpressoBoys. Our Patreon is / Espresso Boys. Know the we messed that up and it will forever be sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. No, please. Thank you. I'm sorry. But let's jump into our first topic. Braden and Caden, who are you? But what I want to know, I want Caden to tell me who Braden is and I want Braden to tell me who Caden is.
That's easy.
Okay. Who is
the water boy?
The water
Braden boy. White. Braden Thomas White. Is the water boy. Mm-hmm. More importantly, he's Tanner White's brother.
The one and only.
Braden White was born January 22nd, 1998. Is that right?
No.
21st. 1999. Sorry.
Yeah.
He's 18 years old. No, he's 19 years old.
Close.
You know, I'm really on it. He's 19 years old. You know, he grew up in Dixon, California. One day...
So you're going to give me PTSD.
He came out. I have PTSD just knowing that you lived there. I'm just kidding. No offense to anyone who lives in... I think Brandon lives in Dixon, doesn't he?
Not anymore.
Oh, no. He moved. Okay. Yeah, I don't want to, like, expose him either.
But we don't like
his
him.
Address is actually...
Yeah, you just doxed him.
Sorry, Brandon, if you're listening. I hope Brandon doesn't listen to this. That'd be funny. Yeah. If he didn't.
No, he likes to listen to himself, and so he's not on this.
Yeah, he's like, I can't listen to this.
Here's the beginning. My favorite song without Brandon.
Great. Now I have to cut that out twice.
Oh, dang it. Where was I? Dixon?
Dixon Bound.
I'm Vacaville now. They came out of the darkness, moved to Vacaville. They had this really nice house. It's really on the edge of Dixon. They weren't.
It's a little town called Allendale.
They didn't fall too far from the tree, as the saying goes. Brandon grew up under the wisdom of Barry White, who taught him to play the drums at a young age. You played drums for a while. You quit. Now you sing and play guitar and play drums.
You didn't quit.
You did.
Oh, you quit for a little bit.
A little bit. Okay. He came back. I forgot.
Don't call it a comeback.
He's still on it.
You ever
he's
seen
working
Whiplash?
On, he's working on
that's
the
cover. That's pretty much based off of my life.
Yeah. That's a good move. Your dad is J.K. Simmons.
J.K.
As
Rowling.
Barry White. J.K. Rowling is Barry as Barry White. Should I tell more about Brayden?
Go ahead and tell me about Caden.
Okay.
Mr. Brown.
Don't call me that. That's my father.
Mr. Brown is my father.
Mr. Brown. Well, I'm talking about your dad.
Oh. Okay, that's important. That's part of my story.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Caden Brown was born someday in October in the year 1999, I think.
I'm such a better friend than you.
You started saying about all that, and I was like, I'm not going to
remember.
Is
it the 9th?
It's the 9th.
Yeah, it's a month before
mine. I was thinking that. I didn't want to assume.
Oh, how about, I think I'm probably the youngest guest of the Espresso Boys ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll be the baby boy.
18 years old.
That's my name.
There you go.
Little
baby.
I told you,
I'd
tell you guys.
Caden, baby boy Brown.
So we got the cute boy, we got the water boy, and the baby boy. I like it.
Let's see. He's played music ever since he was
But if someone comes who's younger, that's going to be a problem.
They could be the fetus boy.
There you go. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Tell me about me.
Played the guitar since he was like 18 months old.
Yes.
Negative
18 months.
Negative 18 months from conception. What else? I don't know how personal you want this to get.
What do you like about?
Yeah, what do you
I didn't
most?
Say anything about
I actually
you
have
that
to
I
go
like,
now.
What do you hate most about Caden? I don't want to get divisive here or anything, but.
Are you starting a race war? Brown versus white?
Yeah.
I don't hate anything about Caden.
Okay, well, what don't you like about him? Have you ever fought with Caden? Have you guys ever fought?
No.
No.
Not, like, actually.
All right, I think you guys, we're going to fight.
We've had disagreements, but really, really small disagreements.
No, I mean, like, yeah, arguments.
Oh, physically fight.
Well, you guys,
a physical fight?
I would win.
No, you guys wrestle.
He would crumple me.
I'm, like, a foot taller than Brady.
Yeah, because I'm actually
height is.
I'm actually a little person.
He's actually 4 foot.
Thank you for not saying the M word. The M word is marijuana, by the way.
Marijuana is a racist term. I don't know if you knew.
But
that.
I'm actually a quarter Mexican, so you're offending me.
It's marijuana. Have it's some marijuana. Respect marijuana. For my culture, Raiden's culture.
I'm actually standing on top of my chair, too.
And it still
he doesn't have legs. Just step he has on like me. A nub for legs.
He's like a torso with two nubs. Is that offensive?
I don't know. If you have.
Maybe.
If that's someone who exists, that they might be offended.
If that's you.
Not,
comment down
but
below.
That's not our target
we
audience.
Want, if that's you, you're the next guest that Caleb yeah. and Brandon want to have. Okay.
I think that's okay. That's it for that. Unless
that whole topic.
But I have a surprise here.
Oh, gosh.
Let me pull him up.
Him.
Oh, no. That would be bad. Okay, here we go.
There's my sweet boy.
Hey, Brandon.
Oh.
Hey, dude.
You're here on the Espresso Boys podcast live with Caden
oh
Brown.
Oh, my gosh. What a privilege.
And Braden White.
Hey, Brandon.
Nice.
Hi,
what's
Brandon.
What's going on?
What are you doing? Where are you at?
I'm at the La Marzocco Cafe.
Can
just
you
took a nap
tell
public.
Us that in
feel
English?
About it. And living the dream. Living my best life in here in Seattle.
Ooh, fun. Is Mass doing that? Yeah. What is Mass doing there?
We so there was the SCA Specialty Coffee Association Expo right here in sunny Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And we were working on booths for Mount Koenig and Slayer and a couple other machines or distributors. So nice. We were doing that, serving coffee and being over caffeinated. It was like an actual nightmare how much coffee you get at this place. I've never had more of a headache in my life for the last 3 days. And then when you drink this much coffee, you get weirdly tired. So it's been a whirlwind.
You ever had Blackwater?
Feelings.
Well,
it's got alkaline in it.
All of our fans wanted me to tell you they miss you. Caden misses you a lot, and Brayden says he doesn't care about you.
Well, that's fair.
But I love you, and thank you for letting me call you on your podcast.
Dude, it's been a privilege to be able to hang out with you guys on the Espresso Boys podcast. I listen almost every week.
Wow. I really appreciate your support and your almost. Patronage, and I just hung up on him. Let's jump into topic number two, the best concert we've ever been to.
Yeah, so...
The best experiences we've ever had at concerts.
I have a lot.
Mine, hands down, Kurt Vile and the Violators.
Wow.
You were both at that concert
there.
As well.
Yeah, we were.
I honestly forgot about that. I think it was so great that it slipped my mind.
I was actually just talking about that concert today. Yeah.
With who?
About specifically Kurt Vile or the actual band that we came to see.
Actual band.
We went to see Alabama Shakes, but Kurt Vile blessed us as well. He violated us, to be honest.
Kurt Vile and the Violators.
He walked onto stage wearing all denim. He shotgunned a beer, threw it on the ground, and then started singing.
And he said, this one's called
Good Tones.
Yeah. That was later. That wasn't the first thing he said.
So that was an interesting one. But what was the best one you ever went to?
I do actually respect Kurt Vile. I've heard some of
his
collaborative works with another artist.
He's been around for
a while. But his actual recorded music sounds not as terrible as he did at the concert that we went to.
I thought he was some trashy guy, but apparently he's kind of
he's like pretty well respected in like rock, indie rock.
I was confused when I learned that.
I was like, really? That's interesting. If you don't know Kurt Vile, look him up. Look up his live show. I think that'll be more of an experience. And if someone's going to be like, oh my gosh, you don't know anything about Kurt Vile.
We don't have any of those fans.
And I'm going to name all the really mainstream artists that I've seen I like.
Who have you seen, Caden?
Kendrick Lamar was excellent.
Yeah.
Opened by YG.
That's cool.
And Drom. That was cool.
Wow.
And
you're saying that's the best one you've been to?
That was just the one that I thought of.
Oh.
Kanye West. I saw Kanye
West.
You've
seen a lot of good ones.
Yeah, in like the past 2 years, I saw Kendrick Lamar, Kanye West,
Paul McCartney.
Coldplay. Brayden was at that.
I was.
It was really good.
It was really good.
And I'm gay because I like Coldplay. Is that okay to say on this? I don't know. Is this PG-13?
You can say whatever you want.
Okay. I'm not gay. Just no homo.
Who have you seen, Brayden?
I wasn't done.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Okay.
That's all that matters.
You ever heard of a band called Hawk Nelson?
Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my gosh. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When was that?
I was
middle school.
I've seen them multiple times, actually.
When was that?
Spirit West Coast.
Stand to be counted.
Spirit West Coast is my favorite band.
Yeah. No.
Winter Jam.
I have been to Winter Jam. I've seen Coldplay twice.
Oh, one up to me. Oh, forgot one.
Who?
That we both saw. You say it. It's a big boy.
Seen Alabama Shakes.
That's not what I was going to say.
Oh, we saw.
You saw him too. Oh, I saw Chance the Rapper 2 times.
Chance was cool.
It's really good.
Was that what you were thinking of? Because I didn't see Chance.
No, I was thinking of John Mayer. We both.
Oh yeah,
all three.
John Mayer.
John Mayer.
We did see John Mayer.
That was a really good show.
As guitar players,
really good.
That was a really good show.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Especially when he did "Your Body's a Wonderland."
Yeah,
that's my favorite Bible verse.
It's the Song of Solomon, I think, verse 7.
Yeah. Your body is a wonderland.
Thou body art a wonderland.
Yeah.
From Indian Lakes?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was.
I'm a big From Indian Lakes boy. I've seen him 4 times.
Whoa.
You have?
Yeah.
How many times have you seen the story so far?
2. They're fine.
What was that band called? Sasha.
Wow.
Turnover.
Sasha Fierce.
We don't mess with Turnover.
Oh.
What was the first concert you ever went to, Brayden?
The Wiggles, I think.
Was it really?
Actually, wow.
Is that a joke?
No, I've seen them.
He looks really serious.
Yeah,
I'm pretty. That's, awesome. That's like the
your
first
favorite
one that came
wiggle?
To mind.
Purple, red. Those are their names.
Tinky
right?
Weenie.
It depends. Is that the yellow one?
Tinky Weenie.
That's Fred.
What was your first concert?
I think it was probably American Idol season 5.
Oh, nice.
Chris Daughtry was there.
Yeah.
Elliot Yami.
That's pretty good.
Who's the guy who was on? Did you watch Idol? You were an Idol.
Yeah.
An Idol fan.
I was an Idol fan.
Who's the guy with the dreadlocks? He was white with dreadlocks.
Oh, I don't know. Chris something?
Probably. Most of them are named Chris. Yeah. Most of the people on American Idol. Taylor
Chris
Hicks.
Daughtry.
I saw Taylor Hicks live.
That's a big
the silver
taking
soul
it
train.
To the streets. Did you sing that one?
Probably.
Yeah,
I don't really
one.
Remember. He ran through the crowd. That's how he
he's
entered.
He's too old for that.
Really? I know. He's like, he was probably 33 at the time with gray hair, a full gray head of hair.
Good for him.
Wow.
My first concert was Toby Mac.
Nice. No,
dude, I've seen him.
Yeah, he's
a few times.
He's
not great.
Everyone. Who
he's
haven't
a,
you seen?
Not
that's
great.
Famous.
Toby Mac and Mandisa,
those
baby.
Good artists.
Sing, when I'm looking through my
I don't
no.
remember.
No.
But
you
I remember.
Sing Boomin'? That was my favorite
yeah.
Toby Mac song.
Boomin' out the stereo system.
This
goes
out
what's
to
the one
everyone listening.
Da da da, you pinky ring.
Da,
oh, pinky
da,
ring.
Da 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 da.
That oh, I think you mean Pinky Ring by Toby Mac.
No, it's oh. not. Gone.
Gone.
That's what the song is called.
Like that,
the only gone I know is Kanye West. I'm gonna spit a verse soon.
Okay.
Let me know.
You just have to do it without telling us, though.
That's awkward.
So
it's like this video I saw where Mary J. Blige was talking to Hillary Clinton. So it's two of the like most like uncomfortable people probably to have a conversation with. No offense if you're a big fan of Mary J. Blige or Hillary Clinton. I don't particularly have opinions on either of them. But Mary J. Blige started singing to Hillary Clinton.
Oh, man.
Like... You have to watch it. Check it out if you haven't seen it.
So what was the best concert you ever saw? Which one was your favorite? If you had to say, and you do.
It varies a lot. In terms of just pure, like, spectacle, Coldplay was awesome.
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, how, like, hyped I was and excited to be there was Kendrick Lamar. Like, it was just really, it was really fun. And me and Anthony Onisco, shout out one time to the boy. We just were like going crazy. And it was
he's crazy,
fun.
Dude. Yeah. Anthony's fun.
Yes.
Braden?
I'm going to agree with Caden. Just pure like excitement, I think, for me. And just the way like as an as an entire, not even performance, like. Yeah, performance.
As, a show,
like,
as an
entire
experience.
Show, like experience. It was Coldplay. Both times. But
was it
did
the
I
same
say that
tour?
I've seen them twice? No, two different tours.
Two different tours?
Seen them twice.
I was wondering how many times you saw Coldplay. That was
twice.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So more than once.
Oh, yeah, twice.
Wait, is that one more than Caden?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, that's cool that you
that,
saw
is that
twice.
Two more than me?
Uh-huh. But as
wait,
far
what's
as...
what's your favorite Coldplay song? Is it Yellow?
Yellow Card?
Is it Big Yellow Taxi?
It's Ocean Avenue.
Is it Hawk Nelson?
Hawk Nelson's my favorite Coldplay song.
I think as far as pure intimacy goes.
Excuse
that's
me?
An interesting word to use.
From an, pure,
from an
great.
Intimacy
oh,
standpoint.
No, I get that. It's an intimate
it's an intimate show.
Show. Yeah.
If you've ever been to
I
Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco, California.
It was a good show.
It was a good show.
I liked Made Violent.
That, yeah.
I like them too, actually.
Kurt Violent and the Violent.
And from like a talent standpoint, I mean, John Mayer is like, it's like
yeah,
watching
yeah.
like a legend.
That was
on
also
stage.
One of
I also
those,
saw
like,
Paul McCartney, who's also a legend, but John Mayer, like, he's not 75 years old, so it's like,
yeah.
you're, it's really
and it was,
top of his
John Mayer was also like, kind of an experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a cool visuals.
Yeah. All
and
the
especially the ending.
And he
how
had
he
Bob
like,
Weir from The Grateful Dead.
Yeah, that was cool. And even like at the end after the last song, and he walked out and like, through the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the Truman Show is what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
That's like my favorite movie. One of my favorite
movies. It's a
movies.
Good movie.
It's like
Tim Curry.
Top three.
Top three? Wow.
It's probably like... Actually, I don't want to expose myself here.
Go ahead.
Expose, it's like expose yourself. No particular order is probably The Lion King, The Truman Show, and The Big Short. Oh, I only like movies that start with the and have three word titles.
There's... A movie.
I don't know why I love The Big Short so much. I've watched it like several times.
I've only seen it once, but it was good.
I've never seen it.
I think my favorite concert I've ever been to is the John Mayer, just because of who it was really and talented. How it was. Yeah. And then very different, but I went to this Fremadine Lake show that was like, there was maybe like 30 people there, and it was in a record
from
store.
From an intimacy standpoint.
Yeah, from an intimacy standpoint. It was like 30 people
pure
there.
Intimacy.
It was in a record store, and they were doing like a whole acoustic set, and it was really, really cool.
That's really cool. Yeah. I would like to be there.
Yeah.
Me and my friend Ryland.
Wasn't it free?
Yeah, it was free. That's me crazy. And my friend Ryland were there, and we were front row. It was awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
We were pretty close when we saw them in San Francisco, too.
Yeah, we were. Mm-hmm. You could have like jumped and
but the venue,
touched Joey.
The sound is really bad, I feel like, that show. Maybe my ears
one
were
of the
just
bands
bleeding.
Was really loud.
Band. Made Violent was
yeah,
really
loud. Yeah, they were really loud.
But I mean, that's their whole aesthetic, I think.
it's in the name, Made Violent.
But Fremadine Lake's, when they got out, it sounded pretty good. It was loud. Yeah. Probably too loud, but that's like concerts have to be a little bit too loud for it to be good.
Your ears have to hurt a little after.
I wonder what the decibel
I did see thing was. Last year I saw Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, how was that?
It was an experience.
Like an intimate experience? Yeah. Or?
From an intimacy standpoint, it wasn't very intimate.
Like an arena?
Yeah, it was like Golden One Center.
Yeah.
I just like their Christmas songs. Brayden?
I didn't want to like mess it up.
Anyway,
I think that's it for this topic.
Yeah, it felt good.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've heard of Michael Jackson.
Speaking of intimacy,
from a pure intimacy standpoint, he's one of my favorite artists. So Caleb asked us to bring topics, and I wanted to talk about Michael Jackson because he's important to me.
You're not a fan?
As a performer.
Is what I'm gathering?
I'm a fan.
Oh, okay.
I would say. Because I think he's underappreciated. Not only he's underappreciated, he's pretty much he's about rightly appreciated. But I think he has parts of his career that are underappreciated, particularly the Invincible album.
Okay.
Year 2000, I think, was the year it came out. Any thoughts on that? When do you think Michael Jackson, what do you think?
Beat It. That's the first thing I think.
Probably the Thriller album. Only because I was listening to it today.
What about him as a person?
Him as a person? And
I think
me and Caleb are going to get into some
first thing
topics.
I think of is the Pepsi commercial.
Oh, that's true.
I think of... So at the beginning of the This Is It movie.
Oh, yeah.
When he's up on the podium in the red.
That's not Michael Jackson.
That's what I think of when I think like first image of Michael Jackson that comes to mind is
freaky.
That.
I think that's a fake Michael Jackson.
Oh. How many fakes do you think there are?
There's at least three.
Wow. I'm not deep into that, but
I
believe it.
I mean,
just me saying that.
Michael Jackson, there's things about him that anything could be true about him just because of who he is. But I think I have a theory that I don't believe, but I think is really interesting, is that. Because Michael Jackson was black.
Yes.
He grew up black. Until about like 1990-something, he was a black man. And then he wasn't anymore.
Like in just appearance?
Yes. So my theory is that the white man we saw perform as Michael Jackson wasn't Michael Jackson.
And you don't think it's true?
And I don't really believe it because it's kind of absurd. But
like he was white in the 80s. Towards the end of the 80s.
Yeah, well, that whenever he became white as when it wasn't Michael Jackson, it was a guy who danced good like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson might have made the music, and I don't believe any of this. I'm just saying it.
Just devil's advocate.
I like playing devil's advocate, like Brandon does. I'm not done.
Oh, go ahead.
And so Michael Jackson, the white Michael Jackson, that man who's Brandon's showing us, he died in 2009, June 25th. Mm-hmm. And black Michael Jackson lives on, but he's just doing other things. How do you think they made the last two Michael Jackson albums that came out after he died?
It's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Anyway, I know how it's old.
How is the... I don't know. What is like the transition between black to white? How was that? Is there
There was kind of a transition, but I feel like it was pretty sudden.
I don't know.
I feel like it was after Bad came out. Like,
yeah,
there was a point between 1988 and like 1992 or whatever, where it's like.
Well, even like if you look at Off the Wall, Thriller, he looks a little different. Like he had a nose job, probably had some work.
He always was getting nose jobs. Then, because his dad made fun of him.
Thriller to Bad, it was bigger difference.
Because he got his hair burned off.
Yeah.
I found this picture here. Take a look. Look at, here's a transition of Michael Jackson through the years.
I think
that middle one is.
That's like the biggest jump right here.
The second to last one is probably the worst photo I've ever seen.
Of anything?
Of anything.
It's a big statement. Then, I don't know.
Anyway.
That nose is nice.
As far as physical appearance goes.
But what? Okay. Let's get out of physical appearance for a second. What about Michael Jackson is so meaningful to you, Caden Brown?
I think
you said he was important to you.
I think it's just his music is great. His performance, his genius. I think he's very influential.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have The Weeknd, for example. Or
it's true.
You wouldn't have Kanye West. Without Michael Jackson.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
Michael Joseph Jackson.
Michael Jordan.
Prince Michael Joseph Jackson. That's another thing, is kids.
I feel like I didn't ever fully like appreciate or understand Michael Jackson until like well after he was dead.
It was like the year he died. Because like my dad was a big Michael Jackson fan. My dad liked Michael Jackson a lot. And so we were kids. We'd watch like Michael Jackson music videos. And like my sister was deathly afraid of Michael Jackson due to the Thriller video and because of how he looks now, or how he looked like in the 2000s, but prior to his death. So we had an interesting feelings about Michael Jackson in my house, but when he died made me more interested. And so I became an actual fan.
That's kind of how I was too, because like I remember watching the like live memorial.
Me too.
Yeah.
On like my mom was watching
it. It was sad.
And then after that,
it's gone too soon. That's actually
like
a song
by
Michael Jackson.
I started listening to his music, me and my friends, and then I was like, oh wow, he was really good.
Yeah, I don't think he touched children inappropriately.
Okay, do we have to get into that right now, Caden?
Are we waiting? No. Or are we not going to go?
No,
into
we can
it?
Get into
me
it.
And Caleb have disagreements because
I think he touched children for sure.
Maybe it's my, maybe I don't want to believe, maybe I'm naive to say that he didn't, but I don't think he did. And I'll give you my reasons, but you can tell me yours.
I think there's a Macaulay Culkin from the beloved Home Alone series. Michael Jackson would invite him over to his little play house.
Neverland Ranch.
Yes.
It's not a playhouse.
It's a playhouse.
It's an amusement
You're making
park.
It sound like a dollhouse.
There were animals there.
And
Bubbles the Chimp.
And is that real? Bubbles the Chimp?
Yeah.
You didn't know about Bubbles?
No. But Macaulay Culkin would stay the night with Michael Jackson, and Macaulay Culkin said that they would sleep in the same bed, but
that's different.
And he said he never
touching.
Touched anything.
That's what I believe.
Which, but I feel like if he slept in the same bed with Macaulay Culkin, dude, something else is, something's going on. I'll tell you that.
There's other.
So what
people
are you saying about
Macaulay
Culkin?
I think you have a problem with Macaulay Culkin.
No,
not
he's
Michael
America's
Jackson.
Sweetheart.
That's disrespectful, bro.
Don't talk bad about Macaulay.
I feel like I'm kind of in the middle, I think. Because
I think you touch half the
I
kids.
Don't think
I feel like
Well, I'm not a hard stance that he
it.
Didn't do anything weird. I think he was a very weird person.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if it came out like confirmed that he did. Maybe he did, but it's also like all the people that started like publicly accusing him, I feel like he didn't do it in that regard because they were like that was all just
they wanted
for them
money.
To try
and
get
no,
money.
That, yeah.
And
there's definitely some of that as
the,
well.
For one of the main people that like took him to court and stuff, I think maybe this might be made up, but I think like, and we can look into it. I think like the father actually committed suicide after because he felt bad about what he did to Michael Jackson. Because a lot of people say that all that stress is what ultimately led to his death. Hmm.
Some would say it's his doctor.
Some would say Pepsi.
He's also addicted to painkillers.
He's also addicted to Pepsi.
Speaking of addicted to painkillers, Caden said he had a good impression of Michael Jackson saying, I'm addicted
well,
to painkillers.
Well, Braden said that there was a time where Michael Jackson announced that he was addicted to painkillers And I think this is what that scenario looked like. So imagine you're watching CNN or something. They're like, breaking... Oh, wow, that was weird. Breaking news. We have news coming out of Los Angeles, California, maybe. I don't know where Michael Jackson lived.
Peppermint Farm.
There's an announce.
What's it called?
Vila Farms.
Peppermint Farms.
Pepperidge
Farm. Pepperidge Farm.
Knott's Berry Farm. Hershey Park. I don't know. I'm just naming amusement parks. Where was I? Oh, so you're like watching CNN. The news and like they're like announcing news, breaking news out of California. The King of Pop, Michael Jackson, has a statement. And then it cuts to Michael Jackson. And he just, this is him. I'm addicted to painkillers.
Well, that was it. That's wow.
That's what you guys, well, you told me was to that, save that. So
is that
we were going to take a commercial break.
Doppelganger Michael Jackson or real black Michael Jackson?
And I use quotation marks when I say this. It's Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Oh. Wink, wink. But a quotation mark and a wink is a double negative.
But so I mean, if the world sees him as Michael Jackson and he says he's Michael Jackson, can we deny it? Anyway.
If Michael Jackson falls in the forest, does anybody
hear? Let me just close my statements on why he didn't, or why I don't think he actually molested children. And I'm just going to say the M word. I said it. The M molested.
He touched tots.
He didn't, is what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
It's the quite opposite of what I'm saying.
He did not touch tots.
I think Michael Jackson was deprived of a childhood.
Yeah.
And so, as a result, he sought to simulate some sense of childhood by making an amusement park. He lived out some childhood fantasies. He had like a zoo at his house. He had a pet monkey. Ape, really, is the proper term. And
chimp.
It's also an ape.
Yeah.
Chimps are
specific.
Chimpanzee, for being really specific. Caleb's not amused.
I'm listening.
Okay. Where was I? So I think he simulated a childhood and in doing so, you miss out on things. If you don't have a childhood, you miss out on things like sleepovers. Mm-hmm. And so he wanted to have sleepovers. And he had some sleepovers. And I think he might have stayed in the same bed as a child.
Well, did
but I don't think
sure.
there was anything malicious about it. I think he was just a genuinely strange person. And like I said, I'd trust him with my kids. That's kind of a joke. Because I don't
and
know.
I said, do you want to hear something my really response sad to that about Michael Jackson?
Is I'd trust O.J. Simpson with my wife.
Here's a really sad quote from Michael Jackson.
Okay.
I'm not going to try and do an impression. I'm just going
to
read it.
No, I think you have to do it in his voice. Otherwise, people won't feel it.
Okay.
If you want me to read it, I will.
Okay.
In the Michael Jackson voice.
Yeah. It's highlighted.
This is, by the early 1980s, Jackson was deeply unhappy. Jackson explained,
even at home, I'm lonely. I sit in my room sometimes and cry. It's so hard to make friends. I sometimes walk around the neighborhood at night, just hoping to find someone to talk to. But I just end up coming home.
How does that make you feel? Does that make you feel bad for calling him a molester?
No.
Oh.
I don't know why a grown man's walking around at night trying to make friends.
I say that's not a great way to make
sad.
friends. Brayden, what's your stance on this? You said you were 50-50, but I need a little more info on that.
I think you need to choose a side today.
Yeah.
Before we leave.
Today?
You're the deciding vote. This is
and the voters,
whatever Brayden says
the listeners
goes.
Can also decide.
No. Whatever Brayden
okay,
says
right.
goes.
This
comment
is
down
the,
below.
This actually decides it for all of eternity.
And this week's question is, did Michael Jackson touch kids?
I'm going to have to go ahead and give it a...
Come on. You know he didn't.
Hold on. Why don't you...
All right, I won't try to influence you. It has to be
no,
pure.
Give me like...
I won't try to manipulate you.
Give a short statement on why you think shorter.
Because...
Because
I think
sad.
I think any grown
short enough
middle-aged man who says that he had has sleepovers with children.
No, he didn't say that. Macaulay Culkin did.
Okay, but he's had sleepovers with children.
I
think any
concede.
Man who has sleepovers with children, there's a... I think he... Must
I think I'm just
going to
go ahead and say no.
Oh.
No,
what did
he
I
did
tell you?
not touch kids.
He did not touch children.
Dang.
I'm going to give him the benefit.
Well, now,
of doubt.
Now I seem like a jerk because I'm disappointed that he didn't touch kids.
I think
maybe
the
you're
thing
just
is, I think most people will...
It was Macaulay Culkin.
I think most people will actually choose to believe that he did because people like controversy.
definitely.
And people want to find a reason to tear down a national treasure.
You're talking about Macaulay Culkin?
That's what happened in National Treasure, the movie.
You're talking about Nick Cage?
Yes.
Never seen that movie.
Nick Cage said that him and Michael Jackson had sleepovers.
Some wild accusations came out of Nick Cage recently. That's not weird. They're two bros.
Do you remember when, like, you heard Michael Jackson died?
I remember.
I heard it on the playground, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I was homeschooled.
Some kid was like, Michael Jackson died.
Really? Is that real?
I heard it. Or I mean, it was said to me like that.
Well, that was like Friday. Someone said, Avicii died.
Yeah.
That was sad.
I didn't believe it.
And we'll get back to Michael.
Wait, did...
But this actually can...
Yeah, he actually died on Friday.
Oh, I heard that. I didn't know if it was true or not.
Yeah, he did.
I heard that.
He was older than I thought. How old or no, he was like 28.
20. I think it's 30. What happened? No, 28. Probably. I don't really know. I think something with alcohol abuse. He was like an alcoholic.
Oh, that's sad.
It is.
Yeah, we'll stray away. But I was going to say, an interesting thing is that celebrities generally die in threes. Yeah. And it happened. Three celebrities died.
Who?
Barbara Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Former first lady. Avicii. Mm-hmm. And Vern Troyer, the mini-me from Austin Powers.
Oh, wow.
And famous small
Famous
person.
Amos.
Famous Amos died?
No.
Famous the cookie died?
But that happened when Michael Jackson died.
Yeah.
Billy Mays.
That. Oh, my gosh.
Billy. Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that.
I remember that too. My mom told me.
That's what we should have just talked about.
Yeah, I remember I was in L.A. visiting my dad's family. And I remember I was in my aunt's living room and I heard that Michael Jackson died because my uncle was watching the news.
Wow.
What about you, Braden? Do you remember?
He said he's on the playground.
Oh, yeah, the playground.
Well, I think my mom later told me and we ended up watching the thing. But I didn't, like, care about Michael Jackson.
Mm.
I still, like, and I remember didn't even thinking like, it was sad, though, because I knew he was, like, a legend.
I just remember it was the most impactful death of my life at that point.
Yeah.
And it's still the biggest celebrity death that I think, or just the biggest, like, reaction by the people around me. Because I was, like, 10 years old.
Yeah, because I think, for me, it was, like, I'd kind of heard, like, people like talking trash about Michael Jackson, like,
well, yeah, in the 2000s,
and I was
before
young,
he
so
died,
I didn't
he
know.
Was kind of like he was pretty like at the bottom, like people didn't really have a lot of respect for him.
No, because I was like what 10 years old,
yeah,
and so I didn't like until I watched the memorial thing and it had the things of like the shrines and like all the people that were sad. I think like I didn't realize the full scope of like who this man actually was,
or how important he was to people,
yeah.
So I was going to guitar lesson, and before my guitar lesson it was on the radio, someone was like, Michael Jackson went to the hospital today, might have had a cardiac arrest. And then after my guitar lesson, my dad said Michael Jackson died.
Wow.
What was your reaction?
I was like, whoa.
Here's a fun lighthearted topic. What celebrity that is alive now will have like a major effect on you when they die? Something lighthearted.
Well, it depends on like when it, like if they die, if like a young celebrity I like a lot, if like Kanye West, I'm a big Kanye West fan. If he died like within the next like 5 years, it would, or even like 20 years because he's not that old.
Yeah.
That would like be really sad for me.
Isn't he like
celebrities that are old? Paul McCartney.
Yeah. But that's different. Like if Paul McCartney died now,
I mean, I'd be
yeah,
really sad.
I'd be very sad, but it would be a very different sadness because like he is a lot older.
And he lived a lot.
A little more expensive.
And he probably got his point. Most of his like best things out. Like if Kanye died, I think he has a lot more to give the world.
He's coming out with an album very soon.
Yeah.
And then Kid Cudi.
He set two albums in the same month.
Yeah.
Well, he said things like that, and it didn't happen before, so I don't keep my hopes high. I've been hurt too many times.
What about I think you? For me, it would be Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Because
I've seen them twice. I'm just kidding. No, because
how many times have you seen Chris Martin dance around with his small shirt?
Twice.
The lead singer of Coldplay.
His tight shirt.
Very short, tight
shirt. I don't know why. I think it's just because, like, I don't know. Like I've never like that was the first band I like really like loved, my first love, you could say. No, but I would be really sad because I respect him, and especially because he's seen like him twice.
Who's like an
person.
Old person that
an old
is
person?
Famous that you'd be sad if that
Bill Cosby.
Stop.
Morgan Freeman, I'd be sad.
That'd be very
Tom
sad.
Hanks died.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I think everyone knows that if Tom Hanks died, that would like ruin your day.
I'd crush a lot of people.
Caleb would cry.
Yeah. Do you know who?
I've never cried from a celebrity death.
Yeah, I don't think
except
I ever
Billy
will.
Mays. Oh, I almost actually cried when Carrie Fisher died. Yeah, that was
really
sad.
Sad.
Oh. Yeah, that's really.
And
sad.
Now I'm crying.
Mark Hamill, that would be.
Oh yeah.
That'd be terrible.
Oh man.
I remember. Like when it was announced that Carrie Fisher like went to the hospital, I was like, if she dies, it's going to be crazy because like episode 8 isn't even done.
No,
and
what?
Then like a few hours later, I think it was announced. It was like that she had died. And I was like, that was the first time I ever like realized or like was able to be like slightly like a little like
affected
disappointed.
By. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I was
affected.
Sad when David Bowie died, too. That was sad.
Because I had just
Prince
walked out of Rogue
also
One.
Was sad.
You what?
I, like, had just seen Rogue One.
Yeah, it was right after.
And then, like, got in the car, and it was, like, she gone.
I was actually really sad when Jimi Hendrix died in 1969.
It was really sad.
1970, actually.
I think, for me, an obvious one is Danny DeVito.
Oh, I is that obvious?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, if you're a
if you listen to the podcast,
the podcast
you're a big
you'll know.
Philadelphia.
Big. You ever seen Matilda?
I have.
You ever seen
I
the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger and
what'd you say?
Arnie Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
And
former governor of California.
Former famous actor. No.
Former famous actor. You mean Mr. Freeze?
Mr. Freeze
from. Batman Forever? Is that the one he's in?
He's in a Batman movie?
Yeah, he played Mr. Freeze. Is
oh,
that
like an old Batman movie?
Yeah, I think it's the George Clooney one. Oh. Right? I correct me if I'm wrong in the comments.
What's
we'll
the
take a look at our live stream. Nobody's watching.
What's the Batman movie live. With the Penguin?
The Penguin?
Batman and the Penguin. No, I'm just kidding. I just made that up.
Bye.
You know, Mark Hamill does the voice of the Joker in the cartoons.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
cool. He's like a legend for that. I learned that last
it's
year.
Like, besides like, Luke Skywalker, that's like most
yeah.
people's favorite thing he's done.
But he's like, it's interesting that people would rank like an animated mm-hmm. version of the Joker with like Jack Nicholson and Heath Ledger.
Yeah,
apparently I think Heath Ledger is like wow.
Yeah,
that's sad that he died.
That was a sad.
That
yeah.
was really sad.
That was a very
yeah.
sad
day.
I think it's I think
what
it's sad whenever
really
someone
sad?
Who's like really young dies. It's
that
like
Jared Leto played the Joker in
yeah.
a really bad movie.
They
yeah.
thought it was going to be a good idea.
You know what's really sad?
Well, I think that's it for this episode of
yeah.
the Espresso Boys podcast.
It was either one of the best or the worst.
Yeah.
There's
well,
no in between.
Well, Brandon wasn't
yeah,
here,
let me,
so
let
it's
let
obviously the
Brandon,
worst.
Oh, he was in it. Shoot.
You ruined it.
Wow. Dang it. Sorry, I'll cut Brandon out of it, but this episode's really good.
If you were really entertained, I'm glad. But if you weren't, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Me
I'm
too.
Sorry to Brayden and Caden for being here.
I enjoyed this time.
Yeah,
it's
me
been
too.
47 minutes and 48 seconds.
Go follow us on all of our social media. Patreon, Twitter, Instagram.
It's at Caden Brown. That's C-A-I-D-A-N Brown.
Brayden, what's yours?
Brayden T. White.
What does T stand for?
Thomas.
Tanner.
Brayden Tanner White.
Are you guys? You post things on your SoundCloud, Brayden. What's that?
Rarely.
Yeah, rarely, but it's a blessing when you do. What's your SoundCloud?
This is my name.
Brayden T White or just Brayden White?
I think it's just Brayden White.
Caden, do you post anywhere?
If you want to see some videos of me and Brayden and Tanner playing songs, I have about 4 of those videos on my YouTube channel. It's just my name, Caden Brown.
What is the your old YouTube channel?
It was TB Dude.
Is it still up?
I think you'll find it under Caden Brown. Also, it's
okay.
different than my one.
Yeah, find that channel. There's some golden nuggets.
I won't tell you what's there. You have to figure it out for yourself.
They're classics.
And there's
Lego,
a lot of public things.
Lego stop motions and I think like a Rubik's Cube solving
there's one
thing.
Or two Rubik's
yeah.
Cubes.
How old were you? Like,
8,
9?
9 to 11 okay. probably wasn't that period of my life.
And that's all that's going to go down on this episode of the Scrapple Scraps podcast.
Yeah, what a great time.
I just want to say thank you for having me.
Thanks.
And I'm sorry for having me.
Thank you for...
sorry that you didn't have anyone else to bring on.